USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end. Today I'm announcing a surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, says the explosion in violence leaves him no choice but to send in federal officers. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a message for Chicagoans.
And I'm calling on all Chicagoans that if you see something that doesn't look right, please don't hesitate to report it. Call 911. Call 311. We are going to remain diligent, and if we see any steps out of line, particularly with DHS or Border Patrol, we are not going to hesitate to take the president to court and stop any unconstitutional actions.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
While some believe it's an indication we're moving to a cashless society, experts say it's a matter of supply. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Industry analyst Ted Rossman with CreditCards.com tells us exact change is becoming a policy at many outlets.
A lot of major retailers, including Walmart, Kroger, CVS, Dollar Tree, a lot of companies are starting to acknowledge this and asking people to pay with exact change or with a credit or debit card if they can.
Rossman says not that we have a coin shortage, it's because the coins are somewhere else.
They're either locked up at a closed business or they're sitting in somebody's jar or piggy bank at their house. They're not flowing through the economy as they normally do.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Mortgage applications are on the rise. They jumped by 4.1% last week, and purchase applications are also spiking 2% for the last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
On Tuesday, former Vice President and 2020 presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden unveiled parts of his economic plan. Former economic advisor to President Trump Stephen Moore tells Fox News Biden's plan is going to raise your taxes.
American corporations and every shareholder in America with the biggest increase in the capital gains tax we've seen in the history of the country. There's also a new, people don't realize this is a 40% increase in the death tax. So after all these taxes, then you have to pay an additional 40% tax when you die. Look, we built a great economy before coronavirus. We had almost 1.5 million new manufacturing, construction, and mining jobs. Obviously, the economy got slammed by coronavirus. And the real question the American people are going to ask is, who do you trust to rebuild this economy as we move forward? Do you believe Biden, who wants to tax and spend, or a guy who's been in business and has shown he can build the economy once and he can do it again?
On the vaccine front, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar shares some rather encouraging news.
We just signed a contract with global pharmaceutical leader Pfizer to produce 100 million doses of vaccine starting in December of this year, with an option to buy another 500 million doses.
Azar speaking there on Fox News, that deal part of the new Operation Warp Speed vaccine program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Bergen.